Beginning January 1st of next year, restaurants and bar staff are expected to participate in the Attributed Tip Income Program, or ATIP. Instead of waiters, waitresses, and other servers reporting their daily tip amount, restaurant owners would use a formula based on their business's total food and beverage sales. The estimated total tip income would then go on employees' W-2 forms. Cindy Hockenberry is a tax information analyst for the National Association of Tax Professionals based in Appleton. She says ATIP will help restaurant owners avoid being audited. Hockenberry adds that whether it's a written amount on a credit card receipt or a stack of change left near a plate, waitstaff do need to report tips as taxable income.
They often don't do that, and because of that, tips are often not reported on the W-2. The IRS is charged with closing the tax gap, and this is one way that they can do that, because underreported tips is a huge portion of the underreported income category.
People that are working tip jobs shouldn't be taxed twice. We need all that money.
Katie High tends bar and tables at the Irish Pub on Madison State Street. She says she has no plans to comply with ATIP unless forced to. She says the state's waiters and waitresses have enough challenges just making ends meet.
We make around $2.19 an hour. It's half minimum wage, so once you're getting taxed on your wages and your tips, it's coming out to around $1 an hour for a paycheck. It's a little ridiculous.
The IRS says the ATIP program will boost contributions to employees' Social Security accounts, workers' compensation, and retirement plans. Currently, the plan does not apply to valets, hairstylists, bellhops, and other tip-related jobs. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.